You're listening to episode number 1840 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, October 22nd, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Good morning.
Have you started your holiday shopping yet? I know, it's only the 22nd of October, but I gotta ask.
Only in my head. My bank account says not right now, you don't.
According to a new survey, 25% of people say they've already finished their holiday shopping. Finished.
Goodness.
It's October 22nd. Where are they gonna hide all the presents? I mean, come on.
I would do it. I would, because, you know, I guess we have more time right now. I have a little bit of time this week.
Yeah.
And next
week. You're off. Men are almost six times more likely than women to say they're all done. But then we go to the drugstore and we buy our Christmas presents. They're all done. We're done. We're done in a half an hour.
24th.
That's right. 48% of people say they haven't started their shopping yet. So, you know, they say we're going to spend more money this year. About $1,400 is the average that every person plans to spend on holidays this year. And I'm hoping that they spend a little bit on me because I deserve it. I deserve a little something, something.
You deserve a little bit.
A little something, something. The holidays, they'll be here sooner than we know.
Or are you hoping that your fans will?
Both. Okay. We'll accept gifts here. I mean, we're not shy. Cash works.
Cash is always acceptable.
Always a good thing.
Gift cards for donuts.
I shouldn't. But I will. I will.
Well, because it's easier to take a gift, because you'll take gift cards.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. It is National Nut Day today, too.
Well, look, the word nut is in donut.
I know, right? Which is my favorite nut, which I just realized. Yeah. By the way, is it pecan or is it pecan?
It depends on who you ask.
I'm
both
asking
are correct.
You. Both? Ooh. Ooh.
I say pecan.
Okay. All right.
But...
I don't know. I had to ask. It's
pecan
National
is right.
Pecan is right? Okay.
Pecan is absolutely correct.
I think those are fighting words with some people. All right. It is time that we get to the nasty.
Now, this is not to be confused with rodeo and rodeo.
Oh, no. That's crazy, right?
Only rodeo is correct and rodeo is not.
Don't say that. Don't say that. There's a rodeo drive. It's not called rodeo drive. All right.
I know that.
What's going on today?
Katy Perry, Orlando Bloom.
No.
Bought a house in the celeb-filled town of Montecito, California.
Ah, they're moving to the enclave. Well, good for them, by golly.
But it's
good
so pretty there.
It's gorgeous there.
It's basically Santa Barbara.
But it's Santa Barbara rich.
Yes.
Not that Santa Barbara isn't a rich place already, but
it's true.
It's ultra rich.
Yeah, this is where the big people, this is where the big fish live.
Yeah, big fish.
It's actually a compound, more or less.
It's a compound.
Yes.
Huh? Not just a house.
It's a 9-acre.
Wow.
Gated compound.
Oh, my God. 9 acres.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Three-story Mediterranean villa.
Wow.
A detached 4-car garage.
Only 4 cars.
Right.
Maybe Orlando doesn't drive. Maybe he doesn't collect. I don't know. But he's got 9 acres. He could build himself more garage.
That's true.
You know, out there.
Yeah, there's room.
Yeah, and cover it in grapevines. Wouldn't that be beautiful? A Mediterranean grapevine-covered garage.
That sounds kind of nice.
Make their own wine at some point. It doubles as a winery, a private winery.
There's a guest house.
This is how this works. Okay, then we can stay there.
Sure.
When we go visit.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sure there's plenty of room in the guest house.
Yeah.
Probably bigger than my regular house.
Probably.
Is what I'm thinking. Yeah.
Yeah. I doubt we'd be their guests. We'd probably be there to, you know, probably be there to.
What? You think we'd get some digs in the main house?
Nope.
No.
We could possibly ask if we could pitch a tent out there to, you know, stay overnight.
We are the grape pickers. That's who we are. We're here to pick the grapes off the side of your garage. Make your wine.
That's right. I'm here to pick the grapes off
I'm
your
okay
garage.
With that. It's Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom.
Sure.
It's okay.
I'll pick the grapes
sure
off
we'd eat
garage.
Well. Yeah.
A swimming pool.
Well, you got 9 acres. You got to have a swimming pool. I mean, it's California.
Well, in addition to the guest house, there's a pool house.
Well, and you have to have one of those too.
With its own 2-bedroom and 2-bath.
What? Wow.
Accommodation.
Wow. Well, I want to live in the pool house.
What's the difference in a guest house and a pool? What is a pool house?
The pool house is next to the pool. Well, you know, the pool house is basically like a permanent cabana. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. That's where you change and you relax during the heat of the day if you want to get out of the sun. Uh-huh. Maybe you shower, you know, use the facilities, freshen up, that kind of thing. Maybe have a light beverage, an afternoon snack at the pool house.
Okay, it actually makes all sense now.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
I'm making all that crap up. I have no idea.
No, but you're absolutely right.
Is that it? Yeah. Okay. All right.
It's a long walk to the main house.
I know, right? Why would you? You know, there's probably fresh towels, fresh linens.
Right.
Mint on the pillow.
Sauna.
Oh, sauna. We got to figure out how to get in there. We got to figure out how to get. We got to figure it out. I can change the oil in his cars that he doesn't have.
There you go.
I can be his oil changer.
Now, the price tag for this Montecito enclave was a mere $14.2 million.
Wow. Actually, in California prices, that's not bad for 9 acres and a three-story Mediterranean.
Yeah,
not
good.
$14 million. Because, I mean, just to get a regular house in California is $1 million. So it's like, yeah, you can fit. You get more than 14 houses on 9 acres.
You can. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
When you look at it that way, it's a steal.
True.
$14 million. Not a bad price.
Sure, I'll get my checkbook. All right, so when they bought this $14.2 million enclave, they bought it from the former CEO of Chrysler.
Oh, wow. So yeah, you just can't be any hack living in Montecito.
No.
You got to be.
No, because Ellen lives there and Oprah.
Yeah,
and gosh, who else lives there?
God, everybody.
Lots of people.
Yeah, it is God's.
I live in Santa Barbara in a heartbeat.
Yeah, we're not too far. We get to drive through there sometimes. They don't let us stop. Might be
all right,
the Honda we drive.
Now, in June, Meghan and Harry purchased a 9-bedroom, 19-bath home in the area.
Well, okay. That's why you moved to the neighborhood.
For $14.6
million
on their properly salary.
Yeah, because they can't afford the real expensive stuff.
And actually, Katy Perry, born in Santa Barbara.
I knew that, yeah.
I didn't know that.
I did know that, yeah. Her parents, I think, still live there. So she's returning to the scene of the crime. That's good. With $14 million in her pocket.
Right. I'm back.
Yeah, I'm back, people.
All right, so $14 million, it seems to be the magic who cares number today.
Well, why is that?
In his new memoir, Matthew McConaughey, he's actually a really positive guy.
He is a positive guy. I get that. He's a little weird, all right, but he's a positive guy.
He says that he wanted to quit romantic comedy so bad in 2010 that he turned down $14.5 million to do one. He didn't say which it was.
Wow. I wonder if it actually got made.
Today we had 14.2, 14.5, and 14.6.
That's it, man. Go play the lottery, right?
I guess.
You know who probably would have loved to have had $14 million today would be Halle Berry, of course.
I'd love to.
I would,
and
too.
And me.
All right, we're out of here. Have yourself a great day. See you tomorrow, and...
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.